We're back to the Neil Haley show, and I really am interested in talking to this person today. My guest today is Lakshmi Devi. She is a director, actor, and everything. And how are you today, Lakshmi? And it's very interesting. Doctor turned filmmaker who wrote and directed stars in When the Music Changes. How are you, Lakshmi?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
All right, so let's kind of just talk about specifically enough. You were a doctor first. How did this all happen that you got involved in this other stuff? It all starts from one thing and then leads to another. That's how it happens in life and everything.
So almost all of the women in my family are doctors. So when I was growing up, that's kind of what I thought I wanted to be. And don't get me wrong, I still love medicine. I love science. But after I got into med school is when I kind of realized that I had an affinity towards the arts. So I got into med school, and I had started modeling, and that led on to films. And that kind of, by the time I graduated, I knew that, films was all that I wanted to do. I never actually knew that films was a profession. You know what I mean? Like, movies were this mystical, magical
Right.
thing that was out there. I didn't know it was an actual job that you could do. So where I'm from, almost everyone is either an engineer, a lawyer, a teacher, or a doctor, or something like that. So movies wasn't much of an option. But when I realized that that is kind of that I had a flair for it, that's when I decided to kind of completely make the switch.
And so you were a doctor for a certain amount of time then?
I graduated med school, practiced for a tiny bit, and by that time, I was trying to kind of balance both of that together, but I just couldn't. I wasn't doing justice to either one of the professions, so I left medicine completely and got, completely immersed myself into films and filmmaking.
So you go ahead and make that change, and how does your family feel about that?
It
Very
was.
different, yeah.
Yeah, it was a journey. It was a whole journey. It was a journey for them. It was a journey for me. I mean, I guess, when you're a doctor, it's so much more easier to say, hi, I'm Dr. Lakshmi Devi. And, you get immediate validation. And then from that to go to being a fresh new, actor, where you don't know where you stand and you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know if you're ever going to make any money. Are you going to be starving? It's a whole path and a whole journey. I'm at a really good place now, but it's definitely, been quite a tenacious journey.
So you took a big leap of faith,
I
it
did.
sounds like.
I
And
did. I did.
that leap of faith, oh man. And but then you're just like, okay, this is what it doesn't feel like work compared to when you're a doctor, right? Or the
I felt that like I'm but no matter how many hours I was putting in, no matter how crazy any schedule got, I was never tired. I was always in it. I have been then. I still am now. I have like there's no plan B. This is all that I want to do, and so that's about it. So there's no question about whether you're going to do it or not. It is what it is. This is what I want to do, and I hope that I get the opportunity to do this till the day I die.
All right, so talk about the whole thing, modeling as well, and specifically, was modeling first for you?
Yes, it was modeling first. I very randomly I got picked up when I was shopping in a shopping mall. You have like fashion choreographers over there who do a lot of print and TV advertisements and runway modeling, and someone came up to me and asked me. I remember people had been asking me on and off while from the time I was in school, but I come from kind of a conservative background, and it wasn't much of an option. To be very honest, but then I just decided to take the leap, and I started doing a lot of print and TV advertisements, and that led on to film offers in India, and then there was just no looking back.
There you go. And so from there, you did tell us what happened after that. After you did modeling, how did acting, producing, all that stuff kind of go?
Acting kind of very organically happened from there. I've always been on stage from the time I was very young. I've been dancing and doing drama, but like I said, I never knew it was an actual profession. So it was just something that you did. You studied and then you went to dance class and you went to drama school. It's just what you did. So when modeling kind of took off, I almost simultaneously started getting film offers in India, and then I took up a few projects and I started acting, and that's when I realized that I really, really like this. And I had a certain flair for it. Of course, it was a huge learning curve, and you know, my understanding of the industry, of the profession. And once I started getting more and more involved in it, that kind of I turned to becoming a screenwriter. So I first became an actor, and then I became a screenwriter, and then I became a producer director. You know, so it was kind of that sort of arc. The more involved I was in it, the more interested I got, the more interested, you know, it's hard to kind of keep me away from any aspect of filmmaking now, you know. So at times when I'm doing a project, I actually have to tell people who are working on my team, no, this project I'm directing, the other one I'm acting and directing, that one I'm only producing. So people have to kind of keep tabs on what I do half of the time.
So talk about the actors, director type of deal. So you did some acting, then projects that, how long into acting did you start doing acting, more of the producing and directing type stuff?
I think probably about 6 or 7 years into acting is when I actually got my first film made. So when I started screenwriting, I've always written from the time I was a child. I would write either poetry or short stories or something like that, but I never really found my niche. When it came to screenwriting is when I kind of found my niche, when I knew that, you know what, this is kind of where I think I can do a really good job. And that's how I wrote my first short film. And no, even before that, I actually wrote my first feature film. And that got made, I think, in 2016. And from there onwards, I became a screenwriter. And then almost immediately, I started, you know, getting into other aspects. So I had one film as a screenwriter. And then the next film that I did, I became a director and a producer. I formed my own production house called Five Eye Talkies. It's based out of here in New York. You know, and then I started directing music videos and, you know, other short films and, you know, prepping up for my next feature.
All right. Well,
It's been a little fast. I think the
it seems
journey
like
from,
fast. Well, I guess after all that time spending in medical school and all that stuff, everything just goes quickly and goes so fast. So your latest project, it's definitely something that I'm sure you're very passionate about, especially who's involved when the music changes. So tell me how it came about.
When the music changes, this is a film that is extremely close to me. It was very cathartic to shoot. Also, it was I've acted, directed, produced it, written it. You know, it's a 48-minute mid-length feature film. It's now on iTunes and Google Play and on YouTube Movies. And when I did this, I shot the film. It's in English, but it was shot entirely in India in a city called Hyderabad. I had fantastic actors with me. We shot the entire film in 3 days. And remember, it's 48 minutes, and we shot that in 3 days. It's
Oh
not
my gosh.
based in one location in one room with two actors. This is a full-fledged film with multiple actors, multiple locations. And I couldn't have done it without a wonderful technical team. I had Abhinandan Ramanujam, who's a very well-known Indian cinematographer, you know, behind the camera. I had Achyut Rajamani, who had done the music. He's also extremely well-known in India. I had brilliant actors. You know, the other roles were played by Adit and Naveen George Thomas and Vigneshwar Subramaniam and Shreya. These were like, everyone was so good at their job that it really helped me act and direct, you know, with some kind of ease. Of course, it was hectic, but you know, I had brilliant people working with me so that I could actually pull this off. The storyline is it's harsh, it's raw, it's gruesome. It was very purposeful to make sure that I made a film that probably could kind of create some amount of change and impact. You know, there's a huge rape scene in the film, you know, spoiler alert, and you know, just to shoot it itself was agonizing, but I had to shoot it in that kind of raw way so that I made sure that anyone wa who watched it actually felt uncomfortable enough so that I could kind of bring about conversation and change. So that was the whole point behind the film. I was getting tired of seeing, you know, violence around me all the time. They say that in India, with the current reports that are going on, every 16 minutes someone is raped in the
Oh no.
country. Yeah, and that is just the Indian statistics. It's still a global issue. We have this all the time. Women's safety is of a priority somehow or the other. I think because it's so common, it's kind of a part of our life. I always say that, you know, when a man wakes up in the morning, he doesn't necessarily think about, am I going to be safe? If I wear this shirt, do you think that someone's going to do something to me? You know, that's not even
Yeah.
a process that a man has to go through.
Right.
Whereas women all over the world, whether we pick and choose a piece of clothing, we have to wonder if we're asking for it. We have to wonder if we, you know, should be there at that point of time. Whether if we drink a glass of alcohol, is someone going to, you know, is that going to be a yes for someone around us? You know, so there's just so many aspects. The whole story, the whole screenplay is a culmination of multiple stories that I've seen of different people around me in my life, and I wanted their voices to be heard. It also has an angle of physical and mental abuse and a comparison between that, along with honor shaming and what happens if you actually do get raped and what your future should be and your thought process should be. So yeah, it's a film that I'm very proud of.
That's fantastic. And then the other thing as big as your the portions of the film go towards the fight with Roe v. Wade and so explaining what particular Planned Parenthood, right?
I wanted to make sure that, you know, I did my part. It's, you know, I believe that everyone has to have the right to do whatever they want to do with their body. And, you know, abortion rights, what they're doing now, I think is it's hogwash and it's just like shaded mirrors. I don't even think that that's what they're trying to concentrate on. They're just trying to take away our attention. You know, if no one's trying to kill babies. You know, they're just trying to do what they think is best for themselves at that particular point of time. I don't think, I'm a doctor, and I don't think that anyone should have unplanned pregnancies, you know, have children if they're not ready for it, especially along with, you know, medical complications. And there's just so many layers to it. So I want to do my bit. So with the film, you know, a certain percentage of the profits definitely will be going to Planned Parenthood.
All right, so where's the best place people can check out the film and stuff? Where can they go?
Oh, iTunes, Google Play, as well as YouTube Movies.
All right,
It's
fantastic.
up there. It's easily accessible. Please do go and watch
Where do
it.
we follow you on social media?
Well, I'm really active on social media, especially Instagram. My handle is Lakshmi Devi on Instagram, and on Twitter it is Lakshmi Devi NYC. On Facebook also it's Lakshmi Devi NYC.
All right, well, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. Great information, and definitely you're passionate about what you do, and you went for your dreams. You decided in there. Now you're happy you made that choice after the challenges to get to where you are, but now you're where you're at, and it's all looking up for you. So I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. It was
Welcome.
lovely talking to you.
You too. Take care.
Okay.
All
Take
right.
care. Thank
You're
you.
listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.